We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. I just finished interviewing families about their interactions with AI systems, and Maya, the confusion is staggering.
That's exactly what I'm seeing in my community workshops. Yesterday, a mother asked me if the YouTube algorithm was reading her child's mind because it kept suggesting exactly what her daughter wanted to watch. The fear in her eyes, Alex. She literally thought it was telepathy.
I get those questions daily at the library. Last week, an elderly gentleman wanted to know why his phone knew he'd been to the doctor before he'd told anyone. He didn't understand location tracking, let alone how that data feeds into advertising algorithms.
The generational divide is real. My adult media literacy students, not kids, working adults. They use AI systems every day, but have no framework for understanding them. They know Facebook shows them certain posts, but when I ask why, I get blank stares.
That's the pattern I'm tracking. We've created a society dependent on AI systems while deliberately keeping people ignorant about how they work. Look at this credit report I'm analyzing. Nowhere does it explain that an algorithm made the decision, let alone how.
Deliberately is the key word. I've been deconstructing AI company communications, and the obfuscation is systematic. They use terms like smart and intelligent and learning without ever explaining what's actually happening. Pattern matching, statistical correlation, data harvesting.
When someone comes to me confused about why they were denied a loan, I can't even show them resources that explain it clearly. The companies hide behind proprietary algorithms like it's magic rather than math.
It's worse than magic. At least magicians admit they're doing tricks. These companies pretend their systems are neutral, scientific, inevitable. How do I teach critical thinking when the system is designed to prevent it?
Let me share something disturbing. I've been mapping AI touchpoints in daily life. The average person interacts with 20 to 30 AI systems before lunch, from alarm apps to traffic routing to news feeds to work systems. Not one of these explains itself.
And each system has different literacy requirements. Understanding how TikTok's recommendation engine works requires different knowledge than grasping how your employer's automated scheduling system functions, which is different from comprehending AI medical diagnosis.
This morning, I helped a man who couldn't understand why he kept seeing ads for diabetes medication. He didn't have diabetes, but his searches about his mother's condition triggered predictive algorithms. He was terrified they knew something he didn't.
That fear-confusion cycle is intentional. Confused people don't question. Fearful people comply. I see it in my workshops. Once people start understanding even basic concepts, they get angry about being kept in the dark.
Tell me about those anger moments. What triggers the shift from confusion to comprehension to outrage?
It's usually when they realize how simple the actual concepts are. Last week, I explained recommendation algorithms using a restaurant menu analogy. If you order pizza 3 times, the waiter suggests pizza. A woman literally shouted, "That's it? That's all AI is?" Then why do they make it sound so complicated?
I see that moment when explaining data collection. People think their phones are listening to conversations. When I show them, it's actually their searches, locations, purchases, and connections creating eerily accurate predictions. They feel simultaneously relieved and violated.
The workplace algorithms hit hardest. A delivery driver came to me in tears because an app fired her for low ratings she couldn't understand. When we mapped out how the system worked, time pressure creating unsafe driving, customer mood affecting ratings, no human appeal process, her tears turned to rage.
This is what my investigation keeps revealing. The literacy gap isn't about intelligence or education level. It's about deliberate mystification. PhD holders are as confused as high school dropouts when their insurance claim is denied by an AI reviewer.
Which is why our traditional digital literacy frameworks fail. We're teaching people to spot phishing emails while they're drowning in algorithmic manipulation. We need completely new approaches.
I've started with what I call algorithm story time, not for kids, for adults. We take everyday AI interactions and break them down into stories. Why did Netflix suggest that show? Let's follow the data trail like breadcrumbs.
Visual thinking helps. I draw flowcharts on whiteboards. Your data goes in here, gets sorted here, matches patterns here, produces recommendation here. Suddenly the black box has windows.
But we're fighting against massive disinformation. Companies benefit from the mystification. Government agencies hide behind algorithmic complexity. Even universities teaching AI perpetuate the priesthood mentality.
Let's talk solutions. I've developed what I call the question first framework. Before teaching any technical concepts, I teach three questions. Who benefits? What data? What choices?
Those questions work. A patron used them yesterday about a job rejection. Who benefits? The company saving HR costs. What data? Resume keywords? What choices? None for her. Understanding that transformed her job search approach.
I use the follow the money method. Every AI system exists to generate profit or save costs. Once people grasp that, they stop seeing AI as neutral technology and start seeing business decisions.
My interviews reveal another pattern. Cultural and linguistic barriers compound the confusion. Spanish-speaking families I talked with couldn't find AI literacy resources in their language that weren't just bad translations of technical jargon.
That's colonial tech at work. We're imposing English language Western concepts without translation, not just linguistic, but cultural. My grandmother understands algorithms perfectly when I explain them through cooking and recipes, but tech explainers assume video game metaphors.
Generational wisdom matters too. Older patrons often grasp surveillance capitalism faster than younger ones. They remember company stores, credit blacklists, neighborhood watches. They just need the connection made.
Which brings us to resistance literacies. It's not enough to understand AI systems. People need to know how to protect themselves, opt out when possible, collectively organize against harmful uses.
That's where the investigations converge. Education systems use AI to sort students. Justice systems use AI to sentence people. Healthcare systems use AI to deny care. The thread connecting them, opacity that prevents accountability.
And breaking that opacity doesn't require computer science degrees. I taught a group of cleaners to understand the app scheduling their shifts. They mapped the patterns, identified the squeeze points, and collectively negotiated better terms.
Small victories matter. Every person who understands why their feed shows certain content, why their loan was denied, why their kid's school uses certain software, each understanding chips away at the mystification.
But we need to scale beyond individual workshops, community networks, mutual education, people teaching people. The companies won't educate us. The government won't. We have to do it ourselves.
What would true public AI literacy look like? Not technical training, but critical understanding.
It starts with demystification. AI isn't magic or even intelligence, it's pattern matching at scale. Biased data in, biased decisions out. Profit motives driving design. Simple concepts deliberately obscured.
Then recognition skills. Is this decision human or algorithmic? What data informed it? Can I appeal? Do I have choices? Basic questions that pierce the veil.
Power analysis comes next. Who controls this system? Who profits? Who suffers? How do we organize? Media literacy evolved from don't believe everything you read to understanding propaganda systems. AI literacy needs the same evolution.
My investigation found successful community approaches. A neighborhood in Detroit mapped every AI system affecting them, from predictive policing to benefit algorithms to school testing. Knowledge became power, became action.
That's the framework. Map, understand, resist, build alternatives. A tenant group I work with discovered their landlord used AI to set rents. They pooled data, proved discrimination, forced transparency.
Libraries could be AI literacy hubs. We're trusted, accessible, community-rooted. Imagine every library offering AI impact assessments. Bring your denial letter, your app problem, your algorithmic concern. Get real help.
Schools need complete overhaul too. Not how to use ChatGPT, but how to recognize when AI is making decisions about your life. Critical algorithmic thinking as core curriculum.
The resistance is already building. Drivers gaming delivery algorithms. Communities sharing strategies to confuse facial recognition. Parents organizing against school surveillance. People are figuring it out despite the obfuscation.
That gives me hope. every grandmother who understands why her Facebook feed radicalizes, every worker who recognizes algorithmic wage theft, every patient who questions AI diagnosis. The mystification is fragile.
I see it crumbling daily. People are angrier, but also smarter. They're sharing knowledge, questioning systems, demanding explanations. The "it's too complicated" excuse doesn't work anymore.
Next steps matter. We can't wait for regulation or corporate responsibility. Community education, mutual aid, collective resistance. AI literacy as liberation practice.
That's our investigation's conclusion. The AI literacy crisis isn't about lacking technical knowledge. It's about power deliberately hiding itself behind complexity. Breaking that power requires collective understanding.
And we're building it, workshop by workshop, conversation by conversation, question by question. The algorithm has no clothes, and more people see it naked every day.
Come to your library, ask questions, demand answers, learn together. The systems controlling our lives aren't too complex to understand, they're too profitable to explain.
That's the revolution. Not in technology, but in comprehension. When enough people understand how AI systems work, those systems lose their power to mystify and control. Understanding becomes resistance, becomes change.
To everyone listening, you're not stupid for not understanding AI. You're being deliberately confused. Find others with questions. Share what you learn. Build networks of understanding. The future isn't about living with mysterious AI systems, but creating transparent, accountable alternatives.
Start with one system affecting your life. Map its inputs and outputs. Question its decisions. Share your findings. AI literacy isn't about becoming programmers, but becoming critics, organizers, builders of better systems.
The resources exist in your community. Libraries, community centers, mutual aid groups. We're creating new literacies together. You don't need permission or credentials to understand what's controlling your life.
Remember, every algorithm was designed by humans, serves human interests, can be challenged by humans. The mystification is the oppression. Understanding is the first step to freedom.
This investigation revealed the depth of deliberate confusion, but also the power of collective clarity. AI systems shape our lives, but we can shape our understanding. From understanding comes power. From power comes change.
Next time an AI system confuses or controls you, remember, it's not your failing. It's their design. Ask the questions. Demand the answers. Build the alternatives. AI literacy is human liberation.